Hey guys, Jordan here. Greetings from Tuscany. I'm sending you a unfortunately shorter episode than usual this week, but I didn't want to skip out on providing something because a lot of stuff is going on. I'm currently in Tuscany in a beautiful sort of agriculture, slightly touristy, but very rural hotel house thing in the middle of nowhere near this small village or town called Siena. And it's absolutely beautiful. You can just stare, like you can just walk out the door and stare outside and see the rolling hills and these gigantic 50-foot tall pine trees that are so, they're like a staple of Italy when I think about these really tall, I think they're pine trees, these really tall, like cone pole shaped trees. It's always like very reminiscent of like pure Italia. And to answer your question, yes, I have already eaten pizza a couple of times. And it just doesn't get any better than pizza right here in Italy. Had some today for lunch, as a matter of fact, and it was just breathtaking. But yeah, there's a lot of great stuff going on. Basically, we are here for a wedding. Those who listen to the show know that just last month, I was gone again for another wedding. So it's pretty crazy how many weddings are happening this year. This will be my third one in the third back-to-back month. And who knows, maybe there's going to be more. You know, you never know what can change, what can happen. I'm game. It's all close people, friends of ours, and some of it family, and I've been asked to play music at all three of them, and it's sweet, you know, and it makes a lot of sense because in the pandemic, all these things got canceled and moved, and so now it's all happening now, just like the concerts, everything's coming back now. But yeah, so we're here for another wedding, and we're, like, right now is day two in this house. So the way that, and I'm going to talk about this and, like, why, what's going on with that. There's a wedding going on, and there's a couple of hotels that were listed on the wedding website where, like, basically all of the wedding party is going to be staying at for the few days surrounding the wedding. And, you know, we just wanted to do like our own thing and kind of make a little vacation out of it because it's, you know, it's not, we don't get that much time really to just hang around in beautiful Italy. And, you know, nothing against the wedding party. There's some really amazing people that are going to be there, but we just, and we are excited to see them. We just wanted to sort of take our own time and do everything at our own pace and, you know, not feel any pressure and just go where we're needed when we're needed and just take everything at our own speed. Yeah. So what we did was found this house. And the way it works is that there's like, it's kind of like a big farm, actually, with three big houses that look like if a barn and a mansion had a baby. Like, it's kind of, not run down, but, you know, kind of low-key handiwork, wood, mortar, brick, stone, and it's very big. It kind of feels like a barn, but just very big. And there's kind of apartments all built in throughout these series of, like, barn houses. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's windows and doors and bathrooms. It's not like a real barn, but it's just, you know, not extremely modern by any means. And yeah, it's like a farm and there's these houses and in these houses is little mini apartments. That's what I should have said from the very beginning. And we, yeah, rented one of these apartments in this big house. So there's like a living room kitchen combo. And then through these doors is the bedroom and there's a bathroom. And the only issue, and there's a few issues we had with this place. And this is day two here, and it's just swelteringly hot. It's so unbelievably hot. that I feel like I'm melting into this sofa. There are two separate oscillating desk fans that we are running up the electric bill with right now because we just can't function without some sort of air circulation with all the windows open. But then when you have the windows open, there's mosquitoes. So I have like 7 new mosquito bites since this morning. But if I don't have the window open with the fan, then I'm burning up. And then you have to keep the windows closed with the blinds closed during the day to keep the heat out. And then in the night, you have to open everything up to get the cool air. And they said to open everything up when the sun goes down, but the sun goes down at, you know, 10 o'clock at night because it's the dead of summer in Italy. And the sun never goes down in Europe that late in the summer. And it's like the movie Midsummer where the sun never goes down. I remember last night I was in bed staring out the window because it was a dark, like rich ocean blue. And it was 11:36 in the evening. So it's not ideal with the heat. And we were also kind of told that, and this sounds so spoiled, I know. But I am spoiled, so they told us that there would be someone offering breakfast, lunch, and dinner here. That you pay a little extra, and there's meals prepared, and you can choose things. That's how it was when we went to Greece. They had like a chalkboard, and every day was a few meals, and you could either choose to eat meals from that hotel, or you could go somewhere else, and you could walk down the street to many different other restaurants. So we had some sort of different food every single day, which was totally cool. I have the options. Here, you can't walk anywhere. You're isolated. We talked to the guy and we said, oh, there's a village like 2 kilometers away. And we're like, can we walk that distance? Like, is there a trail? There's the street safe. He's like, no. Take the car. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay, so we're really kind of stuck here, and I think we actually might move, which is so crazy to think about. But yeah, it's just no one's sleeping with this kind of heat, and normally we try to tough it out in a situation like this because we're grateful to be here, and Italy is so beautiful, and the people are so sweet, and everyone plays, and like everyone's having fun and the food is great and everything, the culture, the people. I love Italy, but like just renting literally this place to stay in this heat was just not the smart thing to do. Like we're upstairs. You climb a flight of stairs outside the door, these hot cement steps. And then you open up this big door to get into your upstairs apartment. It's just hot. It's just so hot. Did I mention it's hot? So I think we might move. Oh, before I continue with this riveting story of how we're so spoiled that we need to move to a different hotel, big shout out to one of our biggest listeners and one of my closest friends, Moritz Bender. Not to spill too much stuff, but he had something going on. He had his own thing going on. He had to go to the doctor. He was, taken to the hospital for a few days, and I'll leave it at that. But thankfully, he's back home now. With his beautiful family and doing much, much, much better, back on his feet, looking good as always, with that luscious mane of dark lion's hair and a charming front of the camera face with a back of the camera brain, which means he's a good writer, not that his brain is ugly. Anyway, shout out to you, Moritz. I love you, and we wouldn't know what to do without you here at Artsy Fartsy. And I cannot wait to see you. So I hope you're doing well. And hopefully you're catching up on all your old artsy episodes now that you're back out. all right. So I wanted to continue with that, but I wanted just to say, like, shout out to Moritz. So, yeah, we're in this hotel. So the reason why we're even more spoiled is because just before this hotel, we were in a different one that was a gift. So there you go on top of that. Like, this is the one that we afforded. Whatever. And the other one was something that we would never normally get ourselves, but we were gifted the opportunity to be there. And it was a 5-star hotel in Südtirol, South Tyrol. Beautiful hotel. And I got, as a gift, I got the best massage I've ever had in my life. I've had a lot of Thai massages. I've had a good bit of massages since I've moved to Germany. And they're almost all Thai massages, if not all of them being Thai massages. And what that means is it's a little rough and a little tough. They dig in there with their knuckles and their elbows. They put their knees into it. Sometimes they walk on your back. It's rough and grinding, and you feel real gooey afterwards. And it's nice to get kind of pushed and pulled and cracked and rubbed. It's good. But it's usually these tough ladies with tough knuckles, and they rub you down and get in, get out. One time this lady walked on my back and she jumped on it, and my spine cracked from my asshole to my mouth, like all the way up. And she goes, "Ooh, thunder, lightning." Like, I'll never forget that. And I had a very different massage at this hotel. It was just a relaxation massage, called like a derma relax massage. And it was this tiny little lady, probably in her 30s, and she put me, she had me wear this like skimpy little tiny cloth, like disposable cloth, sort of thong thing, which, you know, was comfortable, a little uncomfortable, but comfortable. And I got under the towel, and man, it was an experience. It was a life-changing event it was like a life-changing event, this massage. I was floored by it. It was so relaxing. I almost fell asleep like 3 times. My face was in this little hole, and I was really, all the blood pressure was in my face, and I was just like blacking out. I was so comfortable. And she just like oiled my back with this hot oil for what felt like hours. I mean, the whole thing was 1 hour, but it really felt like it was 3 hours long. She rubbed my back forever, and then my legs and my feet and my shoulders and my hands. And I wish she would have rubbed my face and stuff a bit more, but she rubbed everything. It was so nice. Like, just what an experience. And the pool at this hotel was so nice. It was like refreshing, cool, natural water and nice like stone jungle design with plants and flowers everywhere. It was just really nice. And, you know, we go from that one to this one, which is just a different vibe. It's just a house on a farm in the middle of nowhere. It's just very different. I think we're going to go to another hotel tomorrow and just try and hit refresh on all this. Yeah, sorry for just talking about hotels for most of this, but I guess I just wanted to say what was going on. We're going to be here. So the wedding is Friday the 15th, and we're going to stay in this region until Sunday, and then drive a little bit, stay at a halfway point, and then be back home on Tuesday. And then I've got so many projects to get cracking on again. My buddy Giovanni, that I've done music for, this show Stichtag with, he's a great composer. He and I are working on a new song together that maybe has an opportunity to be pitched to some major Sony executives. So, you know, fingers crossed for that. That'd be really fun. And I don't know what's gotten into me in the last week or so or 2 weeks, but I've had this like drive to do music again. And I guess it's because I played this really great concert a couple of weeks ago, and I have another concert at the beginning of next month. But like, I just feel so good about where I am with like my skill level now, And I found these old demos, these old songs I had written during the pandemic that I had just completely forgotten about. I just left them in a file to die somewhere. And I found them this morning and I was like, oh my God, these songs are actually really good. And they're like poetic and sad and there's some growth in there. And I'm gonna make a new EP, like a new Jordan Prince EP. And I have some songs too that are so different that I might maybe think about, you know, producing them, you know, differently and maybe releasing some stuff under a different pseudonym and just trying different shades of Jordan, you know? But I feel finally driven again to make music. Like, I've been listening to this sort of jazzy duo called, it's a girl and a boy, Domi, and the drummer is JD Beck. And they're so unbelievably good. And they have a new album coming out soon that's really, really hyped up. It's got Thundercat on it and Mac DeMarco and Anderson .Paak. And the single with Anderson .Paak is already released. And it's so good. It's so amazing. And it just got me hyped up again. Like, hey, you know, yes, I'm trying to get into acting now. And I love, you know, doing the podcast, doing radio, doing voiceover work. I don't want to stop any of that. I just want to keep making a bigger mark on the entertainment scene here, as big of a mark as I can possibly make. And you know, that my biggest mark that I've left probably in general has come from making music. So you know, it's time to make a bit more and just put more effort into it and stop being so depressed about how things have gone in the past, or, you know, forgetting that you love doing it, because I love doing it and I really should do it. But that's what's going on this week, guys. I'm going to try and get some field recordings from some of the people from the wedding just to have an interesting episode for next week. But yeah, we're going to talk to some cool people. And I'll be back on the... Sorry, I'm a little bit scattered. I feel like there's just so much stuff to think about this week. But yeah, I'll try and interview some cool people for the next episode. And so you can hear a bit more about how the wedding is going. And maybe we can have like a full-length episode next week. And... yeah, I don't want to waste more time. I'm just dragging it out. I wanted to give you guys an update, and that's the update. So just make sure to, if there's something that you really want to do and you're just, I don't know, being unsure of yourself, kind of just push through that. Because right now I have more drive to do music again than I've had in almost 2 years. And I'm also making myself listen to more music. That was the thing too, is I almost exclusively listen to podcasts now. And that was also part of the problem, is I just never was getting like inspired by new music. And you have to be inspired and get creative and have fun. Guys, all right. This wasn't the most riveting episode ever, but I just wanted to catch you up on where I am and what's going on. And hopefully we can get Mo back on in a couple of weeks. Shout out again to Moritz Binder. We love you. We're happy that you're back home with your beautiful family. Hello to my mom. And I hope you're doing well. And yeah, guys, thanks as always for listening. And we love you. We love you. So, thanks again, and yeah, bye-bye.
Look out, baby, the saints are coming through. And it's all over now, baby blue.
Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, ein Podcast von Jordan Prince und Moritz Batscheider, produziert für M94.5.